7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay. It's not good. It's terrible. Okay, back indoors. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah. Oh. And back indoors we go. Okay, here's what you need to know. What is going on? I don't have a clue. That's okay. Alright, where am I? Where should I start? Okay. I kind of slept pretty good, but I kind of fell asleep late because I was out late last night, and where do I even start? I had a show last night. It was really long. I was at the theater for 6 hours, but it was great, and so I was up. I wasn't up all that late, really. I got home at a reasonable hour, like at 11 o'clock, but the excitement of all of it kept me up late and blah, blah, blah. Oh, God, yeah, just what I thought. And it was a lot of standing. I sort of started coming apart at the end, and I had to come home, and oh, so my legs were all weird and stiff and sore and weird, and I eventually fell asleep. But I woke up at one point in time when I rolled over and my leg cramped up. Not too bad, and I managed to shake it off in less than a minute, but it was zowie. Could have been worse. So I slept pretty good. And I feel great. Except for, you know, being real super sore. And my back is kind of weird, and my legs are weird, and everything's kind of weird. So, everything hurts, but I feel great. I realize that sounds a little bit, I don't know, incongruous at best. And, yeah, well, that's what it is. The physicality of it doesn't bother me. I had a super fun time last night. And so, anyway, I was thinking, okay, we need to go out and get some exercise and do whatever. But no, it's 30 degrees. 30 degrees and climbing. It's a little bit breezy. I wish the cool weather would come back or whatever. Oh, but yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe I should just, I don't know, give you an open mic report, even though it was an open mic last night. It was cool. I love this venue. This venue is super great. So anyway, I had to set up the whole, you know, flashlight activated sound art installation thing. That was the shtick. And this was going to be the sideshow for four other acts / artists who also do sound art types of things. And it was great because I had to set up in that, you know how every theater has that short little hallway between the lobby and the actual doors that you open up and walk into the theater? I was set up there, so we could control the light, and it was sort of dark, but we had these lights underneath, these footlights that were colored. It was cool. And so everybody who had to come to the show had to walk right by everything I was doing. And that's pretty fun. And, you know, this whole thing to me is sort of weird. If you'll remember, if you'll think back to, I don't know, when was it, a year ago or so, I hooked up a solar panel to my synth just, I don't want to say as a joke, but as a gesture of entertainment. Oh, let's have fun. Oh, kids, won't this be fun? We'll plug the solar panel into the synth. Woo, woo, woo. Isn't this funny? Yeah. This has really blown up. And this has kind of been bothering me. Why is this popular? This is just stupid. This is the dumb thing. Why is every... Okay, but I stand there handing people flashlights when they walk up so they can do it themselves, right? And the funny thing is, you know, you have these people standing there just staring at this table full of, you know, weird crap, right? You got two little amplifiers on it, and you got this spaceship control panel that's got all these crazy lights on it, and there's all these wires running everywhere, and people are just immediately overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by the technology, overwhelmed by the sensorial experience. They're standing there, and they just have this blank look of what in the hell on their faces, right? And then you hand them the flashlight, and they're seeing that other people are standing there, and they're shining their flashlight at stuff, and then they do it, and then you see the dawn of recognition break on their faces. And they sort of smile, and they go, oh my God, what, a baby? And then, of course, they hit the panel with the baby. And they're like, oh my God, I love this. And I say, yeah, that's the baby. Oh, I love the baby. And people, I don't understand what the big deal is, but people stand there and they freak out. And this is sort of my reward. I just watch people's faces go from, you know, that just dumbfounded, lost sort of thing, right? And then it hits them. And they figure out what's happening, and then they hear the baby, or they hear they make some other weird sound, and they, oh my God. Oh my God. Wow, this is so cool. And of course, the neighborhood that this is in, it's an art neighborhood. It's not a literacy neighborhood. So you get, you know, all of the kind of hippie stoner talk. Oh my God, this is so, oh dude, this is so cool. I'm glad you like it. Keep going. Hit that one. That one's the baby. And then you have, like, I noticed there was a couple of girls, or women, yeah, there was a couple of young people who presented, God damn it, it was a couple of girls, they would keep coming back. So I had to play for an hour before the show, an hour and 10 minutes, because the show started late, the show started 10 minutes late, because everybody's hanging around in the lobby, messing around with flashlights. But yeah, there was a couple of people who presented as women, young, but probably pronoun sensitive. I don't know. Just this is making me crazy. You can't even talk about anybody. So. I had to play before the show and between the acts, right? And so I kept having a couple of people come back out, and they would come out, oh, I gotta do that, I gotta hear the baby, and then they'd, you know, shine the flashlight. Yeah, it was a long night, but anyway, it was a very successful night. It was a great show. I caught these other acts, and one of them was exactly what I would have expected at one of these types of shows. But they had a good shtick and they had a good sound. A big sound, too. It was a two-person act. They had a couple synths, including a Soma Lyra 8 running through about 8 different and very expensive high quality effects pedals, which is kind of weird to me. why are effects pedals blowing up for synth people? Why don't people just get an effects processor? It's a lot cheaper in the long run. Regardless, doesn't matter. People like pedals. I understand that. I like them too. Anyway, and they also had three singing bowls. So that was cool. That was, it's like, okay, yeah, it's gonna be drone night, all right. And so, yeah, okay, saw some good stuff. And then Dr. Barilos got up with her piano, her Kurzweil piano, and she did her thing, which was I particularly enjoyed. I really liked the piece. What was that called? I have the piece of paper somewhere. The piano is driving us crazy. It was great because she's into deep listening, a la Pauline Oliveros, and so she does these sort of deep listening exercises as her parts of her performance, and this is very audience interactive. And part of my job last night during her slot was to bark like a dog. I kid you not. Other people had to whistle like birds, make wind sounds, and what was the other thing? I don't remember. But, okay, always fun, always good. And then there was sort of the highlight for me. I gotta track this guy down and see what he was doing. And I got to track down the first guy, too. The guy, the first act was, I believe, a couple. It seemed like they were together. And he also does other stuff other than, you know, sound art. So I'm thinking, okay, I want to need to hook up with that guy so we can put our synthesizers together. Because he was talking about, he likes to make dark house, dark techno, this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, okay, dude. Da-da-da-da, let's do some stuff. Oh, and he had a DFAM, and what else did he have? What was the synthesizer his girlfriend or wife was using? It was one of those green ones. Anyway, it was technological night. We had so many synths. And then, then this guy got on stage, and he had a pretty minimal setup. He had a little mixer and some effects, like a delay and something else, I think, like a... Was it a microcosm? No, the other guy had a mic. Did both of those guys have microcosm? But that doesn't matter. And the cool thing was this guy did was he also had his drum set, and he's got this like sort of small jazz trap set, real small but deep kick drum, snare with no snares, and a couple of toms, like a floor tom and a rack tom, well tuned. Couple of cymbals, and this guy would play these textural sort of things very softly and sort of then do this percussion, do these percussive-y kind of highlights to this noise that was subtle and not in your face, and then the drums would start to do something, and then he would break into some, you know, recognizable sort of drum playing, but not, you know, four on the floor stuff. It was just awesome. I mean, he would just go in and out with this sort of noise that was happening. It was impressive. I was like, okay, this guy gets it. Take what you know. Take an instrument that you know, that you have. Use that. And it was actually really cool. I loved it. And, then the headliner went on, and she did the regular sort of thing. A lot of synthy drone stuff, but I had to miss most of that because by that time I had to start packing up and breaking down the sound installation. I had a super good time because people, one, they're freaking out about this. They want to talk about it. And then I made really good friends with the theater guy because I can talk theater. I speak theater, right? So he was really proud to show me all of his cool stuff in the theater. I'm like, oh my God, this is so dope, because the theater is, it's really cool. And he's been at it for a while, and we would talk about stuff and blah, 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 blah. And he goes, oh, have you seen this yet? And I'm like, no, what is it? And blah, 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 you gotta see this, this is awesome. And, oh God, I could use that, I want that, and blah, 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 blah. And this went back and forth all damn night. Anytime that he didn't have to sit in front of the soundboard, he was over at me, and we were just going back and forth, blah, 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 let's do cool stuff, blah, blah, blah. The theater's cool. They got a pebble scrim. They got lasers. They got projectors. I can do so much. I can do a cool show. And how expensive is it? Like, you wouldn't believe. But that's okay. Like last night. I know what this theater probably rents for. And yeah, I'm trying to think. How many people showed up? I don't even know. I didn't pay any attention to it. And at $25 a pop, did anybody make money? Did anybody make their money back? Okay, well, the thing of this is all of this is probably being paid for by art grants. So, wait, where was I going with all this? Yeah, it's expensive. It's a nice theater. They got all the mod cons. And I got to email that guy. I want the lasers. I want to play lasers. Oh my God. I've got a month before my big show there. And now that I've seen the place and I've seen the facility and I can see what they do, what's my budget? Do I get money? Do I get money for my show? Because I will hire theater guy to do crazy laser stuff. I will hire theater guy to do video. That's the other thing. They got two video screens and a projector that they can project onto that pebble scrim. Oh, it's so cool. You know, you think a shark tooth scrim is cool, right? But that was the first time I've seen a pebble scrim up close. I'm like, okay, this is dope as hell. Regardless, also, theater guy. This theater guy, he's into doing cool stuff. He's into doing cool effects. He's into doing something awesome. But once again, nobody wants awesome. Everybody wants, oh, we want it to look like the TV show. Shut up. So I want to throw money at this guy and turn him loose. And I say, okay, this is what I do. Here's some money. We're going to make something cool happen. Oh, there's so much cool stuff at the theater. I enjoyed the theater. So anyway, I'm walking around in my house, if you haven't figured it out. If the sound keeps changing, it's because I'm doing laps. I'm doing a laps around my house, going through, you know, the living room and the dining room and then back into the kitchen and... Well, the reverb changes. You've probably noticed it. Anyway. So much cool stuff at the theater. What else was I going to tell you about that? Yep, there were some cool acts. And there were some... there was a lot of cool people there. I met a lot of people. I met some people I needed to meet. Like the No Coast Noise Collective guy. It's like, okay, glad to finally meet you. Because... you mean gigs, except it's more noise art gigs. You know. Okay, then, very happy to meet theater guy, whose name, I can't remember. I learned it like 3 days ago, and now I'll think of it. John? I'll email Center. What was that guy's name again? We got to get him into the club here, because... that guy is science. And my legs are kind of stiff. But I kind of want some tea, which is downstairs. But if we go downstairs, then we have to deal with the cat. And then as I turn this corner, I realize it's too late. The cat's sitting right there. Hi, baby Fluffs. Well, meow to you, too. So now that I have acknowledged that I've seen her, she is leading us back downstairs.
Hi, Blompers. What do you want? You want some kitty water? Of course you do.
Of course we do. So, all in all, it was a great night. Very pleased. Very pleased. And now I gotta figure out what I want to do. Oh, that was the other thing. I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but I had one particular shtick in mind to do for my show on October 25th. And last night, the headlining act did something, well, I don't want to say similar. I don't want to say, oh, she did the same thing and now I can't do it. No, but she used a sound in such a way that was very close to something that I wanted to do. But she had no visual to back it up. And I'm like, okay, can I still do it? Can I still do my little secret plan? Yeah, I can. I don't know any better. I'll do it better. It'll be cool. There'll be the visual aid to tip people off, and they'll go, oh. But yeah, now I got to start planning. Now that I've seen some of the theater and its capabilities, and do we have enough money to hire the theater guy to do the stuff I want him to do, I thought of another shtick that would be cool. Because I'm working on this show, and I thought of something that would be so great for it. And kind of want to work on that today. I probably should. But, oh, I can't tell you what it is at this point. My ear itch is really bad right now. What the hell's going on? What the hell, damn ear? Well, so anyway, there's two video monitors up, stage left, stage right, up high, above the proscenium arch, you know, used for super titles. So now I can super title. Oh, dope. You're a madman. So now I got to figure out, I got to email theater guy. What do I give? So I need to make video of super titles that he can play. That'll be tricky. Maybe I can get Mike to help me, but then I got to pay Mike. And maybe I just need to get Mike to be in on the show. Hey, Mike, be in my band for this show so you can do all this work and I don't have to pay you. And it's not that I don't want to pay the guy. It's just that I don't have any damn money. Fuel. That's why I need grants. Grants. Amy Grant. I need grants for money to hand it to people so we can make cool art. I need grants so I can get money so I can hand it to theater guy. Let's get this going. So I'm kind of thinking super titles on the screens, and I want some kind of laser thing going on above me, over my head, behind me, on the scrim. But what? Okay, well, I mean, if worse comes to worse, just something that's reactive to the sound. Even better if I can plug a control voltage into the laser controller and have, you know, laser reactions directly from, you know, the sound that I'm making. Another reason why I got to email the guy. How do I do that? I mean, is there a file? Do I need to send you a file of my laser business? All right, I'm heading back downstairs. Oh, because I need to get some tea. And I'm looking at the clock. And we've got 5 minutes left. 5 minutes of dubious goals committee remaining. What the hell are we going to do? Well, you know, doesn't really matter. As long as it's also giant steps. Go!
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Dude, you're spanking me.
And Formula One goes racing on the streets. Good reaction time for our pole sitter. Charles Leclerc has the lead into turn number one. Oscar Piastri is second. There was a lockup for Sergio Perez, but he wasn't able to take third place away. How brave is he feeling into turn two? There's your answer. Up to third position for Sergio Perez. Sainz falls down to fourth. It's a good, good getaway for Sergio Perez. Charles Leclerc has the lead, and then we're side by side further back.
And Verstappen made a place on George Russell as well. Russell trying to come back into turn three, but he's too far back. Didn't have the fronts warmed up, and both Red Bulls are gaining places.
This is Lance Stroll. He was in the middle of the pack at the time. There's the contact. They were close into three, they were close into four, and then eventually, by the time they got to five, contact.
Tsunoda, close the door on me.
Oh, that wacky Tsunoda. All right, so I think we've met all the contractual requirements of a dubious goals committee episode. There's a lot of me talking about nothing, and then there was some wacky beef stuff, the whole beef stroganoff thing, and we had some giant steps. Then we had a complete non sequitur segue into Formula One racing. That's what I'm doing today. I'm just kind of chilling out. I got a lot of sports highlights to watch. A lot of football. A couple different kinds of racing. Cars, boats, and I should probably check Speedway of Nations, because wasn't there a thing last night? Yeah, I'm kind of confused. But most importantly, I need to eat something. I need to find something to eat. I need to eat very good today. I need to eat well. Because yesterday I sort of kind of didn't. I didn't eat enough. I think I forgot to eat lunch. I might have forgotten to eat breakfast. I forgot to eat something because I got up early yesterday and that threw me off. And that was one of my problems last night. Around 10 o'clock last night, I started coming apart. I started feeling really weird and everything, and I was packing up my gear, and I sort of had to run out of there after the show. I don't know if there was anything going on afterwards. There might have been, and I feel terrible for missing it, but yeah, I wasn't doing super great, but that's fine. Today's chill out day. Today is... You chill out, drink a lot of tea, work on some art. Maybe I should unpatch my synth. What else was I thinking about? Oh yeah. The time machine. This occurred to me last night. I should, for like this show that's coming up, this big show that's coming up October 25th, I should play an old song. I should play an old song from like 40 years ago. And I'm thinking maybe I'll set up a time machine and we go back in time and listen to this and, you know, all the typical weird crap that you hear on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, yes. Give me that water. And now what I want to hear more than anything is Morse code. And it's happening. beep, 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 beep. I'm out.